He has had one of the most successful and remarkable careers in Hollywood history. Well, now Robert Redford is retiring from acting after 60 years in the movie business.
Joining us live to talk about his lasting impact, WTOP film critic Jason Fraley. Jason, this is a big moment for a lot of people. I mean, he's influenced generations of people.
Kind of sad.
Well, a little bit, and including me. One of my favorite movies as a girl was Barefoot in the Park. It was just lovely and romantic.
Yeah, him and Jane Fonda. And we were just talking before we got on here about it. It's almost full circle because the most recent movie he made was also with Jane Fonda, much older. I remember, Hillary, you coming up to me in tears saying how it took you back to Barefoot in the Park. And it's funny because, you know, you think of Robert Redford's early career, you think of those romantic, you know, the hunky lead, you know, all the girls would come out to see him. So, you know, he would romance Jane Fonda in Barefoot in the Park. And then, of course, Streisand with Memories of the Way We Were. Marvin Hamlisch. Oh, my God. Yes, a little sappy, but, you know, her putting her hand on Hubble's cheek at the end. Come on, you'll tear up. And then, of course, with Mia Farrow in The Great Gatsby. And then even later, he could, even a little bit later in 85, he did with Meryl Streep, Out of Africa, with that great John Barry score. And I kind of group him like similar to George Clooney. He's kind of written off as another pretty face early on, and then he showed he could do a lot of other stuff.
Absolutely. He got out of that typecasting with some great films, starting with his partnership with Paul Newman.
I think the greatest buddy team of all time in two movies, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which of course is where he gets the title, Sundance Film Festival, everybody. But man, that I Can't Swim, well, The Fall alone will kill you, and then they jump and curse. It's so good, and him and Catherine Ross, that first scene where, oh, it's great. And then, of course, they reunite with the same director for The Sting, George Roy Hill, and they win Best Picture in 1973, and they're thumbing their noses. That's their little signal to each other. And then, but it wasn't just with Paul Newman. I mean, with Dustin Hoffman and All the President's Men. I mean, how many of us in this room and journalists, you know, newsrooms everywhere got into because of that? But other political thrillers, The Candidate, 3 Days of the Condor with him and Faye Dunaway, and even The Natural with his mythical bat, Wonder Boy. I mean, he could do every genre imaginable.
And then it was so fascinating to watch him pivot and go into directing with something that was completely, seemingly out of his wheelhouse, Ordinary People.
Yes, and not only pivot, but pivot and win Best Picture and upset Scorsese's Raging Bull to win Best Director in his directorial debut. I still think Scorsese probably should have won for Raging Bull, but it's okay. No, Redford, Ordinary People is so great. That opening montage with like the leaves blowing across to that theme. And then even Mary Tyler Moore in a totally different role, the guts to cast her there. But he showed it wasn't just that. He followed it up with A River Runs Through It, the ultimate of fly fishing movies. Well, the only one I can think of. But my favorite of his directorial efforts, Quiz Show, about the game show scandal with Charles Van Doren. Go back and watch it if you missed that. Ralph Fiennes and John Turturro. It is an amazing, amazing movie, and I think it's his best directorial effort, even though he won for Ordinary People. And we also can't forget that he started, as we mentioned, he started the Sundance Film Festival. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole generation that grows up thinking of indie movies synonymous with Sundance. You forget it's because he was a Sundance kid. And even a couple later roles like All Is Lost, the shipwreck movie, basically a silent movie by J.C. Chandor, and it was Redford's grizzled face, that veteran face that carried that with very little dialogue. So he could do it all. His legacy is on screen and behind the screen. I'm going to miss him, but there's a lot we can go back and watch.
A remarkable legacy. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
WTOP film critic Jason Fraley. By the way, you can see his best movies in every genre series on WTOP.com's entertainment page.
It's 244.